listeners of A-Seat English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Pian Pian.
So last time, Mei Li and Pian Pian talked a little bit about the English queen and the big important moments in history with her funeral.
Exactly. 那今天呢 ,Sayla 和我呢就想给大家普及一下西方人的一个葬礼文化。
Yeah, the culture of funerals.
The culture of funerals. 那我们中国人说哈死生莫大焉。所以葬礼呢在每个国家都是非常重要的文化。
Yes, it's very important. And the West and the East, China and America have very, very different funeral cultures.
嗯哼，比如说这个流程就有很大的不同哈。
Yeah, the flow, the schedule of funerals are very different.
The flow, the schedule, 就是流程。那还有这个比如说西方人守不守灵呀，葬礼的时候要不要哭呀，还有这个要不要下跪呀，去吊唁的时候穿戴有什么讲究呀，对不对？
Yep, today's episode we are going to make it clear for everyone what we do in American funeral culture.
嗯哼，那为了锻炼大家的英文听力呢，同时实现可理解性输入，那我们今天的节目呢会尝试减少中文的翻译，然后我会用中文提问，然后 Sayla 呢会用全英文来回答。那大家如果有什么不明白的，可以到我们公众号一席文化查看图文帮助理解。
Yes, and after you've listened to the episode, please leave a comment or questions and see if you like this style of recording.
嗯哼，那留言告诉我们喜不喜欢这种形式啊。好，那我们先聊一聊这个西方人的葬礼的整个的一个 flow, 一个 schedule, 它是一个什么样的流程呢？
Yeah, the whole procedure.
首先去世之后呢，西方人好像可以自己选择下葬的方式，对吧？
Yes, so after a person dies, you will decide if they would rather be buried, cremated, used for science, or be an organ donor.
可选择项比较多样化， buried, cremated, used for science, or be an organ donor.Donor, 哎，那你们是不是比较流行在报纸上发这个讣告，就是或者说现在已经在社交媒体上发这个讣告了吧？
Yes, exactly. The family will often publish an obituary on social media or in the newspaper to announce the death and share the date and time of the funeral.
然后就要跟殡仪馆联系，然后准备这个葬礼的事宜了哈。
Yeah, exactly. And you will then have to go to a funeral home and buy the casket or urn. And very often the funeral will also happen here.
然后这个 funeral home 里面呢，就会有专业的丧葬人员来打理the body.
Exactly. A funeral professional will prepare the body here for the funeral.
一般来讲，那如果去做遗体告别的话，都是要来这个 funeral home, 就来这个殡仪馆，是不是？
Yes. So the body will be displayed at the funeral home for private visitations, where people can see their loved one's body for the last time before it is buried or cremated. And often this visitation will happen one or two nights before the funeral, and the casket can be opened or closed, letting the family see their loved one.
Last time. 然后呢就是追悼会了哈。追悼会这个用英文怎么说呢？
Memorial service.
Memorial service.那我们看西方的电影的时候啊，经常会看到你们的追悼会一般会有歌曲呀，诗篇的朗读呀，或者说圣经文字的朗读呀，还有这个牧师讲道，以及亲友做一些讲话，或者说致一些悼词。那现实当中也是这样一个组合吗？
Yeah, it is in real life. Often at a memorial service, there will be songs, readings from texts or poetry, a sermon from a pastor or priest, and speeches or eulogies made by people that were close to the deceased. And the eulogy will give a positive message about the deceased and maybe will say what they did in their life, their accomplishments or attributes.
一般来讲是一些比较 positive message, 一些比较积极的信息哈，关于这个 the deceased, 逝者呢他这一生都有哪一些 accomplishments 以及 attributes 那在这之后呢就应该入土为安了吧
Exactly, so after the memorial funeral service everyone will go to the graveside or a place where the ashes will be scattered、mm-hmm. to put the body in its final resting place、
final resting place 那最后就是这之后的话会聚餐吗会有一个 gathering 吗
after the service people maybe will gather to enjoy food and spend time together、mm-hmm. but it is not normally a big meal maybe just little snacks and、mm-hmm. they can talk and remember that person's life together、
It's not a big meal, right?、那么这个呢就是西方人从去世到入土为安的一个整个的一个 flow.
Yes, this is the flow from when a person passes to them being buried or cremated. The whole process.
The whole process. 那西方的葬礼有什么特别的习俗吗
Yes, I would say there are three main things.
Three main things. 我猜第一个应该是穿黑色。
Yes, exactly. You must wear black to a funeral.
第二个呢
The person's own wishes must be taken into consideration.
葬礼呢一定要按照去世者 the deceased, 他的一个心愿来进行哈 The person's own wishes must be taken into consideration. 比如呢
For example, their faith or religious beliefs.
这个很重要因为不同的宗教葬礼的形式也是不同的对吧所以要看这个人的 religious beliefs.还有呢
Or maybe their favorite foods, and you can pick it and serve this at the funeral.
那还有选择谁来做追悼词吧
Yeah, who will give a eulogy and who is invited?
Eulogy, 追悼词。那这个都得是生前有关系的一些人哈。
Yeah, and you also must decide what to do with their body according to what that person would have wanted.
对我们刚才说了有土葬、火葬还是这个器官捐献就是 what to do with their body.
And you also must choose a burial spot or a tombstone.
那还有刚才你说的第三个习俗是什么呢 The third main thing.
Yeah, there are often photos that are displayed around the service that show the person throughout their life.
所以可以做这个人生前的一个照片集嘛可以做这个 photo presentation or slideshow 做这个幻灯片的播放对不对
Yeah, sometimes there may be a photo presentation or slideshow going on during the service
那还有一些其他的问题哈比如说这个你们那边就是停灵或者说守灵一般是守几天呢
Typically, it will happen between 10 days or 2 weeks of the person dying.
Wow, 这么久啊
Yeah, but it really depends on the circumstances and the family's ability to plan quickly or service availability.
就是说没有固定的要求
Yeah, there is no set requirement.
No set requirement, 没有固定的要求哎，那葬礼的时候你们那边要求亲友就是要哭吗或者说要哭出声吗
No, I would not say that it is expected to cry or show strong emotions.
It's not expected.
No, it's not. It's okay if you do, but no one is going to expect you to be crying if you don't feel like it.
所以还是 it depends on the person.
Yes, it will depend on the person, how close you were with the deceased, but I would say it's often normal for family members to cry, but not loud or publicly, maybe just very quiet.
Don't make it dramatic.
Exactly.
总结一下就是说 it's not expected. 没人期待你去哭哈，但是呢 it's not weird if you cry.But not too loud.
Exactly.
那你们就是在葬礼的时候就是亲友需要下跪吗或者说如果你们下跪的话是单膝还是双膝呢
No, you do not need to kneel or bow at all.
那你们西方人在坟墓前就是对这个死者表示敬意的话你们的方式是什么呢
Sometimes people will gather around the grave and they will pay their respects by praying or leaving a personal touch near the grave.
你们是这样的哈，你们是 pray, 祷告或者说 or leave a personal touch near the grave.
It is not expected to bow in any way.
这个文化真的是不一样哈。那穿着呢，就是有什么需要注意的吗？这个刚才讲过了，穿黑色哈，还有你们需要戴礼帽吗？或者说除了黑色之外穿别的颜色行不行呀？
Yeah, this is very important. Wearing black is very important. You can only wear black to a funeral.
哦，只能穿黑色，穿白色不行吗？
No, wearing white is extremely bad luck.
哦，真的吗？ Wearing white is extremely bad luck.
Yes, and besides that, you just must make sure that you are dressing modestly.
一定要 dressing modestly, 务必穿着要 modestly, 要低调。
Yes, you must dress modestly, nice, and not too flashy to draw attention to yourself.
哎，葬礼上一般来讲会放音乐，对吧？你们这个。
Yes, they will often play slow, soft, and meaningful music.
这个也是要看逝者生前的这种愿望，对吧？
Exactly. It's often up to the person's wishes and what songs they would prefer.
嗯，要看逝者是不是 religious, 有没有信仰吧。
Exactly. If they are religious, then you will often play a song from their faith.
但是很多在西方的话应该是在教堂里举行的。
Yes, it's often held at a church, and if it is, then a pastor or priest will lead the people in singing a hymn.
Hymns 就是那种 Christian songs, 对吧？基督教音乐。
Yes, they are more traditional, slower, older Christian songs.
哎，那有没有就是有人说我要就是葬礼上我要播放那种欢快音乐，那种 upbeat music? 比如说这是逝者生前的一个 specific wish, 的一个非常具体的一个愿望，有没有这样的？
Yeah, well, sometimes if people wanted their funeral to be more upbeat and happy and more of a celebration than a sad event, then they can wish to play louder, happier music.But this typically only happens if this was their specific wish, or maybe the family chose their favorite song.
哎 ,Sila, 你有没有想过就是到时候在你的葬礼上你要选哪些音乐吗？
I have thought about this, but
really?
I will choose a song that reflects who I am as a person, so maybe I will wait a little bit longer to decide.
我已经选了两首了。
Wow.
我希望我的葬礼上要放巴赫的平均律钢琴曲改编的那个圣母颂，还有一个是李健唱的苏东坡的那首临江仙。
Wow, so this is your specific wish.
Exactly, 这是我的 specific wish. 那还有就是说宾客去吊唁的时候要带什么东西吗？
Yeah, guests will often bring cards, flowers, stuffed animals, or sentimental gifts to express their condolences. But it depends on how close they were with the person and their family.
就是带一些 cards, flowers,Stuffed animals, 那种毛绒玩具 or sentimental gifts, 就是有情感价值的礼物。哎，你们会不会就是给红包呢？就是给钱呢？
Not typically. They will sometimes give money to the family to help pay for bills, but you will not put it on the grave. You will give it to the family directly.
但是这个并不是在你们的这个 culture 里面的，对吧？ Very personal.
Not very often.
那还有其他的吗？宾客还能做什么呢？
Often friends and family will set up a meal train for the family of the deceased person for 1 or 2 weeks after the death.
亲友会帮这个死者家属 set up a meal train, a meal train.饭火车，这是什么呀？
Yeah, a meal train is when your friends or family for a few weeks after the death will bring you all of your meals every day. So it's a schedule.
Yeah.
And so this is so that the family does not have to worry about cooking or grocery shopping, and all of their meals are brought to them every day by the community.Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is delivered to their house.
哦，也就是说，这是亲友给死者家属准备的流水席，对吧？就是说，按照时间的顺序，然后哪一天谁来送。
Exactly, yes. So maybe this person does breakfast, and then they do dinner another day. It's a schedule to take care of this family.
这个东西呢，在美国叫做 a meal train. 总体呢，我感觉这个美国的这个葬礼文化，或者西方的这个葬礼文化，还是比较个人化的哈。
Very much so. It very much depends on the person's wishes, religion, and cultural background.
You guys are so diverse, 因为对吧？你们太多样化了、so diverse.
There are very few things that are true across all of the U.S. because we are so diverse. We have a history of different cultures and religions and traditions. So different from China, there is not a specific way to do a funeral.
没有说哪种方式是True, right? 是必须绝对正确的、可能非常的 diverse, 非常的多样化。
Yes, and I remember when I was young and in China, I always thought the Chinese funerals were so amazing because they had so many steps and traditions, and I wished American funerals had that too. So I respect Chinese funerals very much.
这是从一个美国人的这个角度来看我们中国的这个葬礼。
Yes.
对，因为中国有这样的一个文化，就是视死如视生嘛。每一种文化都有自己的特色，这种比较文化是非常有趣的。
It's very interesting how we celebrate life and death and take care of that person's family.
Exactly. 那好，那我们今天的这个节目呢，就做到这里。
Hopefully you learned something today about American funeral culture and some new vocabulary along the way.
Okay, so until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla. Bye.
Bye.
You were proud of me that day. You know I caught a smile before you turned away. Oh, you and I.